My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, listen again to the remarkable words of Jesus in the gospel today. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world will love you as its own, because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of this world. Therefore, the world hates you. My dear brothers and sisters, the word world in Greek, cosmos, is used in John's gospel with a variety of meaning. In the first place, it means the cosmos that was created by God. It is the totality of God's creation. All things were created through the eternal word in the beginning. It may also refer to the world of humanity, as when Jesus claims in chapter 8 of John's gospel, "I am the light of the world." Or when he declares to Nicodemus, chapter 3, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son." And the world may also stand for people at enmity with God, those who oppose God's will and purpose. This world, though created through the word, is ruled by the prince of the world. This world is below, in contrast with the world above. It is of darkness in contrast with the word of light. It does not receive Jesus, the mystery from above. And John uses the term world in today's gospel not as a cosmological sense, not the created world. That is, it does not mean the dwelling place of people. Rather, John uses it in the theological sense as a human society organizing itself without God. The world in today's gospel refers to people who do not accept Jesus. It is this world that hated and persecuted Jesus. It is this world that will have hate and persecute Jesus' followers. It is this world that Jesus has defeated. It is this world that Jesus' followers will also defeat by their faith. It is this world that John identifies in some way with Satan himself. And Jesus is the target of their opposition, and he will fall victim to their hostility. In his absence, the world's hatred will be directed to his associates and friends, to those who believe in Jesus. And Jesus urges us, his followers, to love one another, as he said to the believers, "Love one another as I have loved you." If hatred characterizes the world's response to Jesus' followers, love is the distinguishing mark of his disciples. The question for us today is, how courageously do we stand against this world? Luke says in chapter 9, will a person gain anything if he wins the whole world, but it is himself lost or defeated? Amen.